Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, May the 31st, 152nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, next to last time for him, but last time for us, Paul Dalen.
I'll probably be back, I'm sure, to help.
Oh, you'll be
out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but we'll be getting Cop Paul.
Yeah, not so much officer friendly anymore.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Somehow, I don't think that those personality traits are going to change that much.
I hope not.
And you can try to do the scowl, but if I'm laughing at you when you're scowling,
I'm too nice to be mean. That's it.
Focused.
Yeah, I'm focused.
Focused. Focus. So this is our last show at the 4 o'clock hour. Starting tomorrow, we're on at 3. I even got Tyson to show up live.
Right on.
So, yeah, tomorrow we're starting the new thing with a little bit more news and information and a little bit more business stuff. And
right on. You're starting sooner than, huh?
Us following Hannity. Yeah, oh, so nice. We'll see. We'll see what we can do to Sean's numbers nationally. Or is it the other way around? I don't know. But we got some stuff to clean up here. We've got Memorial Day that apparently it was full enforcement weekend, so we'll find out what's going on. Also, the gal out by Big Lagoon that wandered off the road or pushed or tripped or fell. We'll get an update on that also. And I'm sure there's a couple of other things we'll do as we play Stump the Cop when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Officer Paul Dalen from the California Highway Patrol. But before we hear his words of wisdom. Okay, I thought I'd just give that dramatic pause there. Our quote today comes from Ronald Reagan. You know, by the time you've reached my age, you've had plenty of mistakes if you've lived your life properly.
I like that guy.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do.
Didn't know him very well.
I didn't get invited to the parties either.
Little kid, but I liked what he did.
So how'd the three-day weekend go? Was it uneventful, big deal?
It was probably about the normals it's ever been. There wasn't, the good thing is we didn't have any fatal traffic collisions, so we're happy about that. Locally, we did have more traffic collisions, and I think it had a lot to do with the high winds and, you know, the high traffic volume going through the area. But
do you guys cross-reference the traffic counts, you know, the things on the street? Do you look at that quickly to see?
No, we don't look at those for the, you know, we take it, you know, Caltrans is out there calculating the traffic flow, and we just use that for the yearly tally. So we really don't, like, we don't go out there and mark it, you know, like for our MEP, our maximum enforcement period, we don't go out there and put those out the day before and see what the traffic
I just was thinking it would be interesting to see if there's a correlation between total traffic volume. Let's say if it kicks up 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do your bent fenders go up 10%? Do they go up 20%? Yeah. Do they not move at all? And people are actually paying more attention, even though the number of incidents still remains constant.
You know, the thing is, it's really weird, and it's really hard to justify why the numbers change. But from year to year, it's completely different. You know, it's not like there's not a norm where there's been two or three for 3 years and all of a sudden there's a spike. You know, it fluctuates so much that even for me doing this 7 years, I think it would be hard for me to justify why these numbers are up or down. I do, you know, I can say the obvious, if the weather was bad.
Yeah, weather related.
Yeah, and we can look at that by the reports. It's documented, whether it was raining, whether it was sunny, whether there was hail on the road. So those things are easy to calculate. And then at the end of the year, we can actually contribute the whole number game where the traffic volume, but it's not really specific to those dates. You can only do the yearly.
When you do your end of year analysis and you got the weather and you've got the crashes and stuff, what's the difference, or is there a difference, or have you guys been this bored to investigate to this point? The difference between, like, say, windstorms or light rain or heavy fog. I mean, I would think that there's got to be over a 10 or a 20-year time period, some kind of a trend that says, okay, if it's going to be a heavy fog, we know we're going to get another 15 or 20% more situations we have to respond to. Or if it's nice and bright and clean, okay, when we probably aren't going to be running into too many situations.
You know, if we were to document the last 20 years, I'm sure we could have those numbers because the CHP is all about statistics. So it's all about numbers. And we try when we...
Moneyball.
Well, that's really it. I mean, it's the grant. It was like, you know, when you put in for a grant to combat something, to get a task force out for DUI, or if it's for motorcycle traffic collisions, you give them the numbers, you give them the statistics and what you try to accomplish through the ops plan. So it's great to have those numbers, but I got to tell you, with what you just asked, I don't think we've had anybody sit there and say, okay, with October's wind storms, you're going to have an increased number of traffic collisions. Because you just never know. I mean, it could be that, you know, you just don't know, you know, if it's a local or if it's going to be someone from out of the area that crashes.
Yeah, one or two. You really need to have that big horizon or the big perspective.
I think if there wasn't so many factors involved, it would be easier to calculate. But then you have the roadway and the conditions of the roadway and the weather, you know, new drivers, old drivers. You know, it's just it's a lot of different stuff.
Banging on the kids again, huh?
Yeah, well, no, I said new and old. My daughter just got her permit, so I guess I have to bang on the little kids right now.
All of a sudden, some of those TV commercials are making sense to you?
the daddy commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah, that brings a tear to my eye.
I listened to Dennis Miller Going Home last night, and the one that's got the older daughter and the young one, they really are the guy's kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it was like the first take, and it was done, and it just went smooth. Man. I thought, I'm going to have to be on the watch out now for that one.
No, it's perfect. Like I said, it brings tears in my eyes just watching. It's like, oh, you know, because it's, you know, it hits home. You're like, dad's being real concerned about, hey, you got this, this little kid, and all of a sudden she's an adult, and she's like, I got it, dad. You know, like, I don't want to let him go.
So you tear up at cars. You tear up at prom nights.
Prom nights, not so much.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's when the gun gets greased, right? Yeah.
All the guns come out, and I'm planning by the time he knocks on the door. Yeah. So. But I always invite him, man. You know, I don't chase him off the porch.
Yeah. Start playing some country music.
Get the banjo going. Yeah.
Sing along with the lyrics there.
No,
at the right time.
My daughter's have made pretty good decisions with their boyfriends, so I'm you know, I embrace them. We always bring them to the house, and you know, it's just, I don't know, I'm a typical dad, but I want my daughters protected.
I would think,
yeah,
it'd be awfully embarrassing if your kid got picked up for driving too fast.
Yeah, that's a little embarrassing. Yeah, or getting stopped for speeding or whatever. Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah.
Bring her around pretty quick. KINS News and Information Times 422. We'll be back with more from Paul Dalen.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 426. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Paul Dalen from the CHP. Paul, yesterday coming back down from Brookings, seven, 8 years back and forth, pretty regularly. Had never seen this situation before. And it was a logging truck. Just as you come in off the bluffs and you're going to stalled and couldn't get going again.
Yeah.
So they had the roads blocked, you know, with the funny little triangles. Was like, one of the CHP guys was there. I mean, but I had never thought, what happens if a rig just stops?
Yeah.
You can't get, you know, you're not going to pull a loaded logging truck over to the side on a shoulder of a foot and a half.
Right.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, as the logging truck driver or as
yeah,
an independent
yeah,
driver?
Yeah, if you can't get your rig off the road safely and it's dead,
yeah,
what do you do? How do you do it safely? How do you avoid the first two or three cars coming on
right.
that may or may not be paying attention?
Well, the best thing to do is to pull to the right shoulder and do it right away. You know, whatever the vehicles allow you to do, even if it's a flat tire, you know, damage the rim, get that vehicle off the highway. I mean, we want the flow of traffic to be maintained and not anybody be surprised when you come around the corner, all of a sudden there's a big rig hauling, full load of logs under. So you want to get off the roadway as much as possible. And they did what they're supposed to. Those triangles were put out by the driver. So they're required to have those to let oncoming traffic know or traffic coming from the rear know that something's in the roadway. So the best thing for the driver to do is to move to the right shoulder as fast as possible and then get out and notify traffic that may be hindered or
get away from
the
rig.
Well, not really get away from the rig, but definitely let people know that it's approaching the rig, especially depending on where you're at. In the winding turns, go back a couple of turns and say, hey, slow down, or get somebody else. And then, of course, notify CHP as soon as possible because we'll get out there. And if it's a hazard.
If you're in a no-phone zone?
Yeah, well, they have CBs, and CBs will. And what's great about other truckers, those guys will. They'll notify everybody else. Hey, you got a big rig blocking the road, or whatever.
So, what would have happened if it had occurred a quarter mile south? So now our buddy is dead, but it's along the bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pullover. There's no place to go. There's no pullover on the other side either to swing wide.
Yeah.
When you guys get something like that, how quick do you have to run to something to avoid really a big issue?
Well, when we're going to it, when dispatch answers the 911 call, and typically everybody's got a cell phone, so everybody's calling, and we enjoy that. This is the more information, the better. Like when we had, I'll talk about the other incident where some people didn't know where they were at, and we were trying to locate where they were at, and they're like, "Oh, we're just north of Ork." Well, Ork's pretty wide, so. When other people call in, they're able to give us a milepost marker or a landmark, and so we know where you're at to get there. As we're responding, dispatch will give us all the information. They know what to ask. Like, what is the roadway blocking? Yes. Is it in a bad part of the road? Yes. We'll send two units, and when we get up there, we'll start doing traffic control. Yep, one on one, the north end, in this case, the north end, and one on the south end. And then we'll direct traffic around that one lane that's blocked. And that's what we'll do when we get there. But prior to, it's really up to the public to know what to do by negotiating around that big rig in a safe manner so they can continue on.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of some of the Winnebagos or the RV crowd. Yeah. They don't know up and down, if you're from the Midwest.
Right.
And then to get stuck on one of those squiggle areas.
Yeah.
That could really get exciting for you guys.
No, that's true. And the thing is, and I have to tell you, I've been asleep at the wheel in a way where, you'll drive a half an hour and like, oh, where am I? And I've been, now that I'm a CHP officer and I even train my kids, like, check out the milepost marker every once in a while so you know where you're at. The milepost marker on the side of the road is going to tell you where you're at, what county you're in, what roadway you're in, and it could really even tell you which direction of travel you're going. So just be familiar where you're at. Every half an hour or 20 minutes, kind of know where you're at, because that way you can say, well, I've been driving for 20 minutes and I passed, I'm south of Ork. And that way it gives us some idea where you're at. Because yesterday's incident where the lady fell off the cliff, the people at that cliff didn't know where they were at. And they said, oh, we're near Ork somewhere. And so they heard us coming and they were able to relay, hey, we hear sirens coming. So it's better to know where you're at.
KINS, News and Information Times, 431.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Paul Dalen. Paul currently is a public information officer
currently
the Arcata office of the CHP. Yeah, but
one more month to go.
Soon he's just going to be Road Warrior Paul.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking of laughing and Artie Johnson on his trike. I'm sorry. You know, with all the bike rodeos and the car seats you've been doing, I can see that it might be tough to break old habits for you.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I told Chase is like, you know, you got to get rid of that us versus them mentality and you soften your smile, you know, don't be so stern all the time. You know, in the public eye, that's what you need to do. You know, and really, that's what we want. We want to kill you with kindness. Sometimes on traffic stops, we have to be, you know, kind of, you know, professional, but, you know, got that look about you. It's going to be hard for me.
Empathetic.
You know, the thing is, I've never been a real serious person. I get embarrassed when I'm like in a serious position, you know. I don't feel comfortable at all. I'm more of a jokey kind of guy.
You mean like bullets flying over your head?
Yeah, that'd
probably bring you around pretty quick.
Yeah, that'll bring the Marine Corps man out of me, you know. So, but for the most part, I like to have fun. I like to have fun with what we do and to be, you know, to be happy. You know, if it's not making you happy, you shouldn't be doing it, you know.
You'd probably be a regular guy about it.
Yeah.
You got to give yourself some buffer. You come in really hard and they're flaring back at you. You know,
yeah, well, then that's, snap. Yeah, and that's that's what they train us at the academy. It's like, you know, you're at the, you know, professional level until, you know, if they escalate the situation, you just have to match theirs or be one above them. And it's not about us being, you know, badge heavy or knuckle dragging. It's about us doing our job. And most people don't like being told they're doing something wrong, so we get the attitude and the lip with it.
I thought only guys with my political perspective were called knuckle draggers.
No, they call, you know, the gorilla
cops too,
things.
Huh?
Yeah, well, we've been called a lot of things.
Yeah, but I thought the ones you guys were called had four legs, not two.
No, we've been called pigs, too. although I still don't know where that came from. You know, I can just...
Squeal?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Squealing by the cars? I don't know.
Or just squealing when you're telling on somebody?
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
Maybe it's the twirly tail.
No, I don't think so.
The skateboard? No.
Huh? I like the 5-0. That was a nice name to call us. 5-0, because of the Mustangs.
Yeah. You still want one, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one actually. Yeah. I got a buddy of mine and his son's putting together I think it's a 67 Mustang. It's like that was like my car I wanted in high school. Yeah, it's like pretty sweet. And it's what's funny is that here 25 years later, the Ford Mustang's still pretty sweet. You know, kids still want to take them to school.
I'd still like to be able to fit in a Lamborghini.
I would like to also.
But yeah, it's not an issue for me in many aspects, many levels. So
I saw a Lamborghini coming through town last month, at the beginning of the month. I was like, we don't see that too often. And then coming back from Fort Bragg this weekend, we saw a DeLorean. So you still see those. Was it 85, I think, is when those cars are out?
Platinum.
So you still see them. It's cool to see all these old cars. And
like a bat. Doink.
It was funny to see it kind of like, holy smokes. And then I had some boys with me, and they recognized it right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
The icon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they asked you to race them down?
No. We're going opposite directions. Like,
oh, okay.
Are you kidding? I was coming back from Fort Bragg. Was it 4 days of camp, and I had the truck loaded, the trailer loaded. I wasn't going to race anybody.
Just make it home, find a shower, huh?
Yeah. Especially at $4.50 a gallon. Holy smokes.
Good thing the barrel price has gone down, huh?
Does it really
20%?
Does that really matter?
Yeah, it doesn't appear to be.
Enough about that.
Yeah, sure, you bet.
So, you know, hey, Memorial Day weekend, we arrested 5 people for DUI, which was down from last year.
That's really low.
It's really low. Last year we had 17. The year before that was 5, and the year before that was 17. So you talk about a trend here. You know, it depends on what's going on. I think last year what we had was a DUI task force, and so we were able to have more officers on the road specifically to look for DUI. So that might have been the case for this and of course, the previous year for that. But we just got a grant to do some DUI enforcement. And so we'll be out there this weekend at the Pony Express Days.
Oh, McKinleyville.
Yeah, we'll be out there looking for DUI drivers.
Hanging around the rodeo.
Yeah, we'll see. It depends how good the food is, and we'll stick
with
it a little bit.
The old barbecue. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll be leading to the parade that morning, and then I'll come back and hopefully work some overtime for some DUI enforcement.
Not the tricycle thing we were talking about.
No, not that one.
Okay, good.
No, I'll be leading the parade, hopefully. Yeah. Well, I will be, but
they'll follow you.
Yeah. How could they not? Man, that thing moves so slow. You know,
there's always the Blues Brothers opportunity.
I try to make it as fun as possible. You know, I'm doing circles and stuff, but it's like, it's a long walk for some of those guys. We have the vets are behind me, and so I got to set the pace pretty slow because they set the pace really
you don't
slow,
lose them.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just a long walk for them. Give them props for being able to hang out that long.
So you're not in your car?
I'll be in a patrol car. Yeah, I'm hoping
doing
to have the
circles.
Mustang. Well, yeah, I have the whole road to it myself.
You peeling out?
No,
and all that kind of stuff.
You would not believe
how
many
it?
People ask me. He's like, "Hey, peel out." I'm like, "No, I like my job too much to peel out."
Yeah, well, and you smoke out the vets.
Yeah,
they're probably. You know, these are guys that were trained professionals with arms.
Yeah,
right?
No, and they're still packing. I mean, they're still got the guns with them. Yeah, if it isn't the gun they're going to get me with, it's they'll lance me with the American flag.
That would be a tough one to explain.
Yes, it?
It
would. So no peeling out for me.
Oh, jeez. So what are some of the weird things that normally will happen as we get through the graduation window and into? The early vacation.
Well, so it seems like everybody this year is graduating June 15th, Friday the 15th. And, the day after that, there's going to be a lot of people leaving town. Well, we'll have an influx of, family coming up to, go to the graduations. But then traffic, basically that, in my opinion, that starts summer. I mean, that's the time where everybody hits the lake and have more, driving weekends. So we'll see an increase of people coming through town and start their summer vacations.
Do you see a lot of traffic increase on the weekends, or is there a lot more during the weekdays also?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. If you see the RVs, those and they're out of state, they're typically throughout the whole week, just like how you mentioned, it's like it's Monday through Friday. But then the local people who actually have, who work, who aren't retired yet, it's mostly the weekend warrior thing. They're leaving Friday afternoon.
So you still see a little bit more Friday to Sunday.
Yep. You see, it's always Friday and Sunday. Yeah, Saturday you don't see too much movement. It's always, before and after. But this month will be the month that people start doing a lot more driving. Yeah.
And you guys are looking for people who are driving slow, driving unfamiliar, driving just different?
Yep, all that. those are telltale signs of a possible drunk driver. Of course, we always stop them to figure out what it is, what's wrong. And for the most part, it's not a drunk driver. It's a sleepy driver or someone who's unfamiliar with the roadway. And so we look for every violation. I mean, you've seen the vehicle book. We look for everything that's that
I
might be
that's
a
part
violation.
Of your weapon.
Yeah, it is.
You just thunk somebody over the head with that sucker.
Well, we could actually use it as a bulletproof vest, but it's pretty thick and uncomfortable. So
or a stepping stool if you need it.
Well, that's it. Yeah, we put it underneath us to be able to see. I don't know. Have you seen the new cars we're getting?
No, I haven't seen you in your uniform for the last 6 months, so I figured there's not a new car out there, so,
No, we got new cars coming, probably in the fall. But
Also, maybe Chase will bring one by.
Most likely. I don't see why he wouldn't if we get them, but, we're in Northern California, so we're kind of like the last office to get stuff.
Oh, whiny. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 4:43. We'll be back with more from Paul Dalen.
Wah.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 4:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Paul Dalen. Paul, early in the show, you had made reference to the situation, I guess yesterday, around Big Lagoon, where there was a gal who was on the side of the road and then she wasn't. When you see somebody walking, and I would imagine even hitchhiking, picking flowers. Things are just, they're not safe. They don't make sense. Nobody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. Is that an automatic red flag? You guys pull over and say, geez, can I help you out? What's going on? And just kind of do that before there's a situation.
Preventive. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, when we see someone on the highway, and it's completely legal. Well, I'm not sure where she was at, but based on Big Lagoon, it's, you know, it's some freeway and mostly highway. So if it's a highway, she's legal to be there. It's okay for her to be there. But is it safe? No, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's safe. So we do, you know, we will stop and just ascertain, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? And then, like, give her our opinion about her, you know, her presence being right next to vehicles traveling 50 to 60 miles an hour. And then, of course, in that area
maybe.
You know, those new silent cars that, you know, was it the Prius? They're real quiet, so you don't know if they're coming. So if you're in the roadway a little bit, you're not going to be able to dodge out of the way. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into factor here. And then, of course, right, what we're talking about, you know, the terrain isn't safe, too. The cliffs aren't not always stable, you know, especially after, you know, a long or short winter that we had. Depends on what your view
you
is.
You see that. All you have to do is drive this silly thing.
Yeah.
They're redoing the bluffs again.
Yeah. No, look at the roads. The roads are brand new, but you can see the new cracks. So it's like, you know, it's always changing. So we will make contact with you on the roadway and let you know, hey, this may not be a safe place for you to, or hey, what are you doing? Are you broken down or what's
the deal? You need help?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're here for. I mean, really, it's the whole service providing is our main goal, is to provide the service to the community to, you know, make them safe.
I thought you were going to use one of the four-way tests in Rotary there, service above self.
No.
You got close, man.
I did.
Yeah, you know, but it's scary thinking of you as Rotarian material, too.
I think I'm done with public speaking.
Yeah, I think you're kind of wrapping it up here pretty quick.
I am, actually. It's like, oh, you know, the thing is, like, I got to take Chase out and let him experience all this. But I'm like, you know, I think I'm just done. You know, yeah. You know what? Everybody's got a call, though. We have the Kiwanis. We have Rotary call the CHP office and have them come by and give a little presentation.
Yeah, we'll probably wait until the new commander is located and then swoop down on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Quick. Where's the liquid
about?
Refreshment? It's time.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, so we got you one more time. We'll see you at the end of June.
Yeah.
But remember, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I got to get a calendar. I missed this last month's calendar. Make sure I get it. Put me on the list.
I'll do my best.
Right on. Are we done already?
Yeah, we are. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Paul Dalen. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Remember, 3 o'clock. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love and see you tomorrow.